The San Francisco Bay Area is threatened by sea level rise, and nature could be the technology to protect it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Here on Marketplace Tech, we've been looking at how technology can help us adapt to climate change in our series, How We Survive. Most of the San Francisco Bay Area, including a lot of Silicon Valley, is right at sea level, and in some cases slightly below. And most of that is barely protected by short dirt mounds called peat berms. They're from the 1800s, and scientists say that in the future, they're not going to cut it.
So sea level is projected to rise 7 to 10 feet by 2100.
This is Leticia Grenier, a senior scientist directing the Resilient Landscapes Program at the nonprofit San Francisco Estuary Institute. We are in San Lorenzo, California, about 30 minutes south of Oakland at a place called the Oraloma Wastewater Treatment Plant. And we're standing right at the edge of the bay.
So 7 to 10 feet, we're underwater, right? Or at least a good part of us is. Molly's pretty tall. Molly might be able to.
I'm not 7 feet. No, thank you. But I'm definitely drowning.
So we're going to have to replace these little peat berms with big engineered levees, and we got to choose if we're going to have them be smaller with beautiful slopes in front of them with wetlands or big with a steep wall.
I'm here to visit a unique experiment. Researchers have actually built a smaller, more beautiful version of a levee. It's called a horizontal levee, and it's the opposite of a big, tall wall. It's basically a little 2-acre marsh with all kinds of different trees and grasses on it. And it's at the wastewater treatment plant because the plants need a lot of water. It doesn't smell the best, but it's still nice. Like a little park with birds and some planes flying overhead.
And you can hear a unique species of tidal marsh bird singing right now. It's all the tidal marsh song sparrow found nowhere else in the world except right here.
Birds aside, marshes and wetlands are good at absorbing floodwaters naturally, while concrete walls bounce the water back. They're also expensive to maintain, they might fall down in an earthquake, and then those little dirt mounds just aren't tall enough. This levee is a different kind of approach.
We have the idea of high tech, we really understand what that is. To me, that's kind of very engineering. It's similar to the steel and concrete sort of engineered levees that we see in the bay. We also have landscape tech. We have these complex natural systems that are doing really important things for us, and we need to take advantage of them and not think of that as something different and weird, but this is just a new kind of tech, and we need to use basically landscape tech to adapt to climate change.
In addition to flood resistance, the levee is also helping to clean the wastewater. Surprisingly well, in fact. Researchers say it's especially good at filtering out the trace leftovers of medicine that people take. Angela Parentoni is with the University of California, Berkeley. She's doing research on how well the plants on the horizontal levee are able to filter the water.
Naturally, medicines pass through people's bodies and end up in wastewater sometimes, and it can be really hard to deal with those compounds when they end up in the environment. But in our system, everything seems to be transformed in some way.
And not for nothing, it's a crowd pleaser. Jason Warner is general manager of the Oraloma Sanitary District. He gives lots of tours of this levee project, and he says it makes a strong case for a different approach to climate adaptation.
When people see infrastructure as a part of their community and maybe something that looks analogous to a park, they're in. They say, yes, this is the type of infrastructure that we want to see. We don't want to see giant concrete riprap levees. We want to see a natural system to that extent that we're providing a vision for people to see what sea rise response might look like. It's been a great success. We need to improve. We need to make this less expensive, and we need to make it do more.
So the levee looks good, handles floodwater, cleans wastewater. The birds love it. The vision is working, but it's expensive.
You're talking about $25 million per mile.
Jeremy Lowe is a scientist with the Estuary Institute.
We've shown the concept works. Now we've got to engineer it so that it's buildable and it's affordable. And it's legal.
By legal, he means permits for this kind of project can be really hard to get.
At the moment, this is probably illegal, unfundable, infeasible. But we're working on it.
While a horizontal wetland-style levee isn't the right answer for every place affected by rising seas, Lowe says every part of the Bay Area will eventually be affected, so any creative solution should be on the table. And now for some related links. You can read a little more about this horizontal levee project, the only one of its kind, at our website, marketplacetech.org. Dan Ackerman from The Water Main wrote that up. And you can see photos of the levee and all of us walking around the wastewater treatment plant checking it out. Again, cool project, did not smell good. And there is even a video to get really in-depth on it. You can find that on our YouTube channel, Marketplace APM. Don't forget to like and subscribe. On a more serious note, engineered levees have been in the news a lot this week as New Orleans faced down Hurricane Barry. Thankfully, the rain there was less than expected, and the city's complicated system of levees and pumps wasn't tested as much as some early predictions had suggested. But officials reported that at least three levees were overtopped. That is, the water got higher than the walls, and those districts had to be evacuated. Flood infrastructure is a huge conversation in the Midwest right now, too, because of historic flooding this year. A study from Oregon State University back in 2016 found that expanding wetlands in the Midwest could significantly reduce flood damage. It studied one watershed in central Indiana and found that if the state used 1.5% of its land for wetlands, it could absorb 17.5% of the area's overflow. The researchers noted that most Midwest flood management is based on dams and engineered levees. And in the San Francisco Bay Area, the horizontal levee I visited may be unique, but the Bay Area is already looking to wetland restoration as a part of adapting to sea level rise. In the early 2000s, the Bay Area region started a 50-year coastal protection project that includes restoring 15,000 acres of wetlands. That's an area half the size of San Francisco. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.